This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Mike Ramos was shot and killed by an Austin police officer in April. He was unarmed. His death, along with the death of George Floyd, has sparked a wide-ranging discussion that's gripped Austin in the last 3 weeks. A discussion about police killings of black people, about defunding police, and about racism in general. But to his family, he was just Mike. KUT's Andrew Weber spoke to the people who knew about his life and the change they hoped to see following his death.
Him and my mom, he made his first Holy Communion. I'm just going to show you some pictures. And then this is his godfather.
Michael Ramos did things most people didn't want to do, or at the very least things people avoided doing. Things like taking out the trash.
He cleaned. He did everything. He loved it. It didn't bother him. Had a friend here. She was sitting down. Says, you don't have to tell my son to take out the trash. They saw my son go take the trash out. And she was like, you know. I said, I don't have to tell him. He knows, you know, I raised my son good. I was strict with him.
That's Brenda Ramos, Mike's mother. I talked with her at the end of a gauntlet of interviews about her son's death. But after catching her breath, she says she's ready for more because there's more for people to know. She wants people to know him as a big-hearted person and how that was evident when he was a kid growing up in South Austin. She wants people to know about when he used to sneak out to go to school at Becker Elementary when he was sick. She wants you to know about the cleaning, and she wants you to know about the Goodwill store, about how he'd help without asking.
One evening, there was a homeless man in front of a Goodwill store. It was cold. He took off his shirt and gave it to him. That's an example of how my son is. And he came home with a t-shirt. I said, what are you doing? He goes, Mom. And then he told me what he did. I said, okay, that's the way I brought you up, you know? Kind-hearted people, all my friends are like, they said, Brenda, you know, he's like a son to me. I said, yes, they love my son. Very respectful, kind, big-hearted.
But Mike wasn't raised alone. He lived with his mom, sure, but he spent a lot of time at the Boys and Girls Club on Joanna Street down the block. That's where he first met Coach Jerry Bell when he was trying out for the Devil Dogs, a basketball team.
I remember him telling me that he's going to work real hard to make this team. He's going to be a starter. And, you know, he didn't have the most talent on the team, but he had a lot of hard work ethic and he worked hard. So that's okay, all right, prove it to me. So over the next 3 weeks, he worked really, really hard, and by mid-season, he was a starter, you know? So he worked hard. If he said he was going to do something, he would do it.
Bell says Mike was always the first in and the last one out of the gym.
At the end of basketball practice, and you got balls all over the court, Mike would be the one to go get the balls and put them in the ball bag. While the kids were ready to run out and, you know, go do whatever they wanted to do, you know, Mike would help me, you know, clean the gym, sweep the floor, you know, whatever I needed him to do.
And just like taking out the garbage at home,
he would do it without asking.
When Bell got the news about Mike's death, he couldn't believe it. He saw him a couple years back in South Austin. Mike thanked him for coaching him, for mentoring him as a young black man in Austin.
But I was very hurt and disappointed, you know, when you hear about one of your kids, and I consider all those guys my kids. Although they're, you know, Mike's 40 years old now, you know, to me, he's still one of my kids. So I was very disappointed to hear that happened to him.
The discussion that's been spurred by the deaths of George Floyd and Mike Ramos center around policing, how to equitably police, but also how to equitably police and engage with communities of color. Amid recent calls to defund police, Bell has an idea for how to spend some of the more than $440 million that APD gets. He'd like to see the city reroute some to after-school programs, like the one he's been doing for 40 years, coaching kids in Austin. He wants to see some of that money invested in communities of color.
I think the situation with Mike and George and some of the other African-Americans that have been killed by police officers have really put a light on how important it is to provide programs for youth prior to their teenage years. Their formative years. I think it's very important that we challenge some of that money to some of those programs.
And his recent is the one, his friend came, they're wanting his shirt, his this and that.
My friend makes pillows out of his shirts.
Back at her home, Brenda Ramos goes through some of Mike's belongings, including his shirt. There are reminders of him all over her house. The barbecue where he used to cook every Saturday before Longhorn football games. The three rose bushes in the front yard he planted for Brenda when her mom died. She found his earring the other day. She says it's hard to get out sometimes. But she's not a shut-in. She attended a rally that drew thousands to Houston-Tillotson University last week, and she wants to capitalize on this moment. She wants to turn Mike's death into something positive for other families, so they don't have to be a part of a long line of families who've been affected by police violence. A line, she says, that keeps growing.
That tells you a lot. Nothing's been done. And that's why I think all the people now's the time to do this, and it's got to be stopped. It's been happening way too long. And we all need to come together and make a change.
Andrew Weber, KUT News.